Friday down in Vietnam, and he's won 14 air custers. You know, if you air medals, you win one. Then if you're eligible for another, they give you a cluster, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm.
At least got the air medal and the 14 clusters.
Mm.
And he went in it to make good. He put all he had in it. And now here's the way I feel about it. I shed a many tear about him. I prayed day and night for him. But I'm proud to know that whatever he was going to do, he wanted to do a good job of it.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm proud to know that he was honest enough that they would risk him.
Mm-hmm. But I was just looking at his picture. He's got an awful lot of ribbons.
Yeah. And he had a lot more than that at the time that was made. And all of these where you see him standing up there, and I got a lot more packed up that you see with their handing him things, you know. And I don't know. Now the other boy up yonder, he didn't stay in the Air Force long enough to, he wasn't in a war while he was in the Air Force. That was before we ever had a war. But during the war then, when the Japs attacked us the 7th of November, he enlisted in the Navy the 11th of November. And he went out, they first made him the assistant to the chaplain. And he worked there 2 years in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And he loved that kind of work. He said he was happy at that, but he wanted to try sea duty. And so they let him go to sea then. Got off up there, way off up yonder where there wasn't a thing in this world that grew green, nothing but rocks and ice. And the Germans sent up a torpedo and knocked a hole in their ship. They had to run a little, some kind of a pump all the time, and tore up the radio. They couldn't get a message and they couldn't send out one. And they floated off up there in that water 2 months with 60 prisoners. They hopped off of there. They had them Germans up there in some little old shacks. I did have pictures of all of that, and it burned up. They could get the weather forecast from all over the world, and then they'd send it back to Germany, and they'd know right when they could strike the best, you know. Well, this little one crew captured 60 and had them on the ship with them, and then somebody had to stand guard over them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he said their food is about to give out, and whichever way the wind blew, that's the way they went. And nobody had come and told them. Well, the Germans had reported them sunk, you see. One day, one very back says, "Didn't I hear him call you?" He said, "Yes." Said, "By the way, I don't reckon you ever knew Kid back in the States, did you? A prize fighter." Then he said, "Yes, that's my uncle."